I really don't like the long intros on shows. I like to get to the person talking.
Your birthday is a special day, especially for you. So you have a birthday party, and this is what you do. You send out invitations and ask just everyone to celebrate your birthday and have a lot of fun.
You ought to try something new, 'cause you got a spot in a place that's hot and it likes to be tickled too. I got a wad to drop on your loading dock, deliveries in the rear. So buddy, let's play while the wife's away, let me get you another beer. Let me pop you in the pooper, buddy, until I hear you squeal. If it hurts at first, that'll pass, and then you'll see how good it feels.
We are happy to come. We are happy to come. We will say happy birthday and be happy with you. We will bring you good wishes and we'll bring presents too.
Hooray! Happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
This is for you.
Now, this organ is one of the most wonderful examples we have for a particular purpose. When a doctor speaks of the male organ, he calls it a penis.
Thank you. I'm so glad you came.
Celebrate with stupid hats and plastic plates the fact that you were able to make another trip around the sun. And the whole clan gathers round and gifts and laughter do abound. And we let out a joyful sound and sing that stupid song.
Happy birthday!
Now you're 1 year older.
Happy birthday!
Your life still isn't over.
Happy birthday!
You did not accomplish much, but you didn't die this year. I guess that's good enough.
Happy birthday, big fatty! We love you!
From your Auntie Vera Charles
and Gooch Demarest.
Demarest?
Who the hell is Big Fatty?
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online!
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 138 of the BFO for the 12th of August, 2008, and y'all, I warned you yesterday, if you came back today, you were going to hear more about Big Fatty's birthday, and you know, fair warned, here it comes! Oh, Lord, y'all, again, Big Fatty overwhelmed with the birthday wishes, and the opening of today's show was from Auntie Vera and Gooch
and Conscience.
And Conscience, don't think for a second that I don't see right through you, because your Mr. Innocent routine just doesn't float with the Fat One. But you know what does float with the Fat One? Yeah, birthday voice letters.
Hello.
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 Oh, hello, Barney.
Hello.
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 Bonjour.
Hi.
How you doing there?
Yellow.
Hello.
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 Yo, yo.
Hello.
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 Hey, Big Fatty. It is Eric in Seattle. I am a first-time caller, long-time listener, and I just wanted to wish you a happy, happy birthday. I hope you have a fabulous hootenanny. I'll be talking at you later. Bye.
Well, thank you very much, Eric in Seattle. First-time caller. Well, now, what's been the problem, Eric? Did it take Big Fatty getting a year older to get you off your ass to call? I'd expect another call, Eric, before I have another birthday in next August, okay? So, you know, just pick up the phone. It doesn't cost it. And Seattle, this is a local call for you, Eric, because these are all Seattle, Washington numbers, I think. But anyway, speaking of first-time callers, y'all, I was absolutely blown away when I got this first-time caller's voice letter, birthday greetings, hootenanny, thingamabobby.
Ho, ho, ho. Well, Big Fatty, guess who this is? You're right, it's Santa Claus. And I heard you had a birthday coming up, but I was going over my good boy and girl list, and guess which list you're on. Well, between you and I, you're still on the good list, but don't tell Mrs. Claus and the elves. They might get to be a little upset with that. We heard how ruined you can make everything, and we were just kind of hoping that you had a wonderful birthday this weekend, and we're going to be watching you for the rest of the year just to see if you're worthy of anything good at Christmas time. So from all of us here at the North Pole, especially all of those little elves that people think are just toy makers, we won't tell them anything different. You have a happy birthday and keep on ruining it. Bye-bye.
Well, thanks, Santa. And y'all, I believe that is another first here for the BFO. I do not believe that Santa has called any of the other podcasts, and I'm quite sure he hasn't called any of the other podcasters to wish them a happy birthday. So, Santa, thank you, and please give my best to those L's, because, you know. Now, y'all, I'm not sure, but this next call may be a first-time caller as well. I'm not 100% sure about that, but I believe it may be a first-time caller.
Hey, Big Fatty. It's British John here. I know that I missed the boat to wish you a happy birthday. I'm nothing if not prompt. Let me just say something, because it doesn't need to be said. Everyone says that Archer is the podfather, and he's the godfather of the podcast world. Well, we all know that Archer's, well, a bit of a cocksucker. You really are, at least in my mind, the godfather of the daily podcast world. And besides which, Archer may have a lot of great qualities, but he is nowhere near as fat as you are, nor could he ever hope to be. Now, I hope that you ate a lot of ham on your birthday. In fact, I hope you ate so much ham that piglet farmers throughout America had to induce the labor of their adult pigs several weeks out in preparation. You are absolutely my favorite. You are oh so wonderful and oh so fat. In fact, when next I see you, I will call upon the darker side of my being and offer you a belated birthday hand job. Not that I want to be crude, but on the subject of hand jobs, I hope you get to spend some time on your birthday in the sling, even if it's just, you know, sitting there and eating a honey roast ham sandwich in front of the Olympics. I love the show almost as much as I love you. Please be safe, be well, and be fat. Ruined.
Meh. Well, thank you, John, and thank you for that offer for the special birthday present also. I mean, I haven't heard John offer that kind of birthday present to any other podcaster, not even those that he used to live with. So, John, I really appreciate it, and I look forward to seeing you real, real soon. All right, y'all, now to change the mood totally, we have this voice letter.
Hey, hey, Big Fatty. It is Taylor from Pod is My Co-Pilot, and I was just calling to wish you a very happy birthday. I'm sorry I didn't get my message in on Friday. It's been so long since we've talked. Just wanted to, as I said before, wish my favorite South Carolinian, South Carolinian, Linian, I don't know. Just wanted to wish you a very happy birthday and hope that you have 52 more glorious years on the planet for me to occasionally call in and, you know, leave you messages. Hope everything's going great. Bye.
Well, thank you, Taylor, even though it sounded to me like you were calling somebody else there at the very beginning. You know, I know what it's like when you get old and you get forgetful and everything like that. Now, Taylor, I know that you're the meaning of your call and your wish that I have 52 more years on the planet was genuine and heartfelt, but Yo, I don't want to fucking live to 104 years old. Ugh, dear sweet mother of God. No thanks, but thanks anyway. It's the thought that counts, as they say. Okay, my next voice letter is from Pafreddy. Pafreddy?
Hi, Big Fatty. This is Freddy in Austin, and I wanted to call and wish you a very happy birthday, and I hope you have an incredibly fat year. Talk to you soon.
Well, thank you very much, Pafreddy. Y'all, if you don't know, Pafreddy is going up to the New Yorks here pretty soon, and I believe he is one of the reasons that there's going to be a meet and greet up there. I know that eldest daughter, Holly, and the oldest son, well, the only son, Walt, are going to go to New York City. DJ David J. And they're going to meet Eric the Southern Boy. And I believe that there's a chance that Larry Cly may even be going to go up there for that meet and greet. Of course, Big Fatty will not be able to attend. And somebody else that probably won't be able to attend is Scotty from Australia.
Big Fatty! Happy birthday, Big Fatty! From Australia! Hope you had fun at the Patrick Diggs. As you can hear, I'm totally out on the town. Or actually just at home. Bye.
Lord have mercy, y'all. I am too old for those loud noises like that. Enormous one. Dear Lord, why am I yawning all of a sudden? I must have been, maybe someone has slipped something into my beverage, except there's no one here, and I don't have a beverage. But I do have a voice letter from Princess Hannah.
Hey, Big Fatty. It's Princess Hannah. I just wanted to call. Hopefully, I'll be one of the first on the actual date of the miraculous, spectacular event that is bigger than the $300 million that the Chinese decided to spend on the opening ceremonies. For the day, of course, is Big Fatty's birthday. Just wanted to call and wish you a happy birthday. I hope all is well. Take care. Love you lots. And bye, babe.
Oh, babe. Wasn't babe a pig? And that, well, if it, yeah, I think babe was a pig. And speaking of pigs, Big Fatty's got some pork spare ribs in the oven right now. And they'll probably be delicious. And as I eat each one of them in honor of you, Princess Hannah, I will say bye, babe. All right, y'all. A couple more. We have got now Ryan Star Jones.
It's Ryan Star Jones. I just wished you a happy birthday a few hours ago on the Twitters, and now I'm actually on my way to McDonald's to go pick up some drunky food. I'm not drunk. Scott is home drunk. I'm perfectly sober. So yeah, we had a very fun evening of sexual horror in your honor. But my kind of horror, I don't think it's your kind of horror. But it was fun was had by all. So I will talk to you soon. Love ya. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Bye.
Well, thank you very much, Ryan Star Jones. And you didn't tell us any, you didn't give us any details about the sex. What's up with that? I mean, somebody had to have sex on Big Fatty's birthday. It clearly wasn't going to be Big Fatty. So anyway. All right, and my final call that I have for today is going to be from the one and only Mr. Self-Promotion, Ramble Redhead.
Hey, Big Fanny, this is Ramble and
Joe.
And we wanted to call to wish you
happy birthday.
And we hope that you have a most wonderful day, and hopefully you're not eating too much Chick-fil-A because they're not open today.
But hopefully you're getting laid.
Oh, my. Are those balls getting beaten up today? Happy 52. Hope you have a great day. Bye.
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 Oh, Lord. Well, thank you, Tom and Joe. I appreciate that. And y'all, it sounded like they were doing that in the car, and that can't be very safe. But anyway. And y'all, I have got some more birthday voice letters, but I think I'm going to have to wait and share those with you on Wednesday. So if you haven't heard your voice letter yet, listen for it on the big old Wednesday, that would be Hump Day show. Now, y'all, Big Fatty got some actual giftettes as well. It wasn't just voice letters and everything. And so I'm going to open those now and let you know what Big Fatty got. Now, I have kind of loosened the packaging, so it'll make it a lot easier, but I have not looked in any of the boxes. The first one is a box from Amazon.com, which I'm guessing that most people went to the Amazon.com to get it. And now inside here it says that this is from Stephen in Baltimore, Maryland. Okay, Stephen in Baltimore, Maryland. Let's see. Do I know Stephen in Baltimore, Maryland? Stephen, do I know you? Oh my goodness, there are two huge books in here. Ah! It is the Price is Right Come On Down book. And there's that old death thing, Bob Barker, on the front of it. Oh, that looks good. Oh. Oh, I'm glad I put that on the wish list. That looks really good. Okay. And it's all about the back in the, well, it's about the behind the scenes in the history of The Price is Right. And then we have the ultimate TV game show book. Oh, that looks fabulous too. Big Fatty can choose some things to put on his list that he is going to love. Oh, there's all kinds of quiz programs in here. Oh, there's Miss Kitty Carlisle. Okay. Well, thank you, Stephen, in Baltimore, Maryland. And that's the billing address now. Stephen, I won't mention your last name or anything like that. All right. And then there's another package here. Oh, let's see what this is here. This one is from... Oh, I can get a free rubber stamp. Okay, great. This one is from Michael in Stuttgart. Well, what can I say? And let's see what Michael in Stuttgart has sent the fat one. Michael. Oh, it's the complete Tom of Finland comics. Ooh, now Big Fatty is going to be touching himself inappropriately when he looks at that. Oh my God. It must be 2 inches thick. And full. Have y'all ever seen the Tom of Finland comics? Ugh. Oh, my God. They are delicious. Oh, my God. Michael in Stuttgart, Big Fatty will think of you often as he's looking through this. Dear sweet mother of God. Whew. Oh, okay. All right, I've got to put that down for right now. And then my third one here, it is, let's see who this is from. This one is from Bill in Albany, New York. Excuse me, William in Albany, New York. And it is a DVD, and I can't get it out of the box. Why can't I get it out of the box? Come on. Ah! It is the Paul Lynn Halloween Special with a special appearance by Kiss and guests Tim Conway, Margaret Hamilton, Witchy Pooh. Oh, my God, Witchy Pooh is on it. Oh, my gosh, y'all. Well, thank you, Michael in Stuttgart and Bill from Albany and Stephen from Baltimore. Now, if those are not the right names, I'm just going by what's on the Amazon.com return receipt. You know, those are the billing addresses again. Oh, my God, y'all, you have made Big Fatty so happy. Oh, Big Fatty loves a little surprise. Y'all, it's hard to surprise people nowadays, but thank you so much. Now, I've got another giftette that came to me through the email that I'm going to play on tomorrow's show. And I've got some more voice letters, too. But until then, see y'all later. I got to look at these naked pictures of these cartoons. Ooh, Tom of Finland, come to daddy. You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com. And you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com.
or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.